For the first time, workers at an Amazon warehouse in the United States have voted to unionize. The historic election was on Staten Island in New York. The votes confirmed today. Meanwhile, the election for workers at an Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, still too close to call. Stephen Bisaha has been following this story. He is a reporter for the Gulf States Newsroom in Birmingham. And Stephen, start out with this news from Staten Island. This is a significant moment, not just for the workers at that warehouse, arguably for many others.
Yeah, it's a huge deal, really. I mean, yes, this is just one warehouse, about 8,000 workers, which is really such a tiny fraction of Amazon's overall workforce. But this is a huge shift to have the first unionized Amazon warehouse in this country. And when you think about labor movements, it's all about building momentum. I mean, we saw this with Starbucks. They had their first unionized store in Buffalo in 2021, and that led to union campaigns elsewhere and more wins at other Starbucks stores. And it's also worth noting that unions right now, they are not in a great spot. I mean, something like 10.3% of the American workforce in 2021 was unionized. That's tied for the lowest number in our country's history. But when you talk to labor historians, they say this is often what happens, that it's after very low periods of union membership, you have these bursts of activities. So this could be signaling a new moment like that.
Yeah, let's go to Alabama where you are. According to the National Labor Relations Board, opponents of the union drive there do have a narrow lead. So what's happening where you are in Alabama?
Yeah, so this is there's a warehouse here in right near me, Bessemer, Alabama, that they helped actually kind of spark this whole union moment that we're in right now. Last year, they had a union campaign vote, and they lost more than 2-1. Workers voted against unionizing. But then you had these labor officials, federal labor officials, rule that Amazon, with their anti-union tactics, had gone too far, and the labor officials ordered a second vote. And this vote, nearly a year to the day after, was much, much closer. They still lost. I mean, Alabama is a notoriously anti-union state, but considering how close this margin was, it really is surprising. Plus, there's several hundred challenged ballots that still need to be reviewed in a hearing by the National Labor Relations Board. And there's enough there that it could sway the results of this election. So considering how much they lost last time and how close this election was, I think they can. This is a big surprise, and definitely maybe not an actual win on paper, but I think you could still call it a win for the unions.
Stephen, I have just about a minute, maybe less here. Amazon workers across the country earn at least $15 an hour. Full-time workers have health care coverage, but of course, working conditions have been a big concern. Just quickly, what are the union supporters here asking for?
Yeah, they do want more pay, but that's not the biggest thing that they are asking for. I mean, these Amazon facilities are pretty tough places to work. They have very strict breaks. You're being monitored all the time. These massive facilities, so even if you have a decent long break, it takes a while just to walk over to the bathroom. So they're demanding more health and safety changes, better working conditions, longer breaks, and certainly more pay to keep up with high inflation.
Stephen Bisaha, reporter for the Gulf States Newsroom in Birmingham. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.